But do you think that from that moment on, we could see a different Real Madrid from the one that we saw in October and in early November, or not?
Yes, I think so.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, okay. Really?
You
Why?
Don't?
Okay,
oh,
Julia.
You don't?
Oh, wow.
What's up, EuroLeague friends? How are you? Welcome back to this new episode of EuroLeague and Friends. And as you probably know, we are 9 contributors from 9 different countries that host EuroLeague teams. I am Milena Martin, and we would like to have some fun and talk about the sport we love, basketball. Today, we have some interesting topics. For example, the MVP of the month, a 3-pointer record on the EuroLeague. We also have Monaco and Partizan winning their derbies, Real Madrid back on track, and also Milan and Fenerbahce on the rise. So let's start. Let's say hi to the rest of the team from Paris, France, the amazing Luna Jackson. Bonjour, comment ça va?
Bonjour, ça va et toi? How are you doing?
From Milan, Italy, the one and only Giulia Cicchine. Come stai, Giulia?
Ciao, Milena. Io molto bene, tu?
Molto bene. And from Istanbul, Turkey, the incredible Denis Atsoy. Merhaba, Denis. You were in the Serbian Derby. Please tell us, how was it?
Mind-blowing. Hi, Milena. Well, it was mind-blowing. I mean, as soon as I entered the arena, I feel like, wait, I looked at my watch. It was 1 hour, 10 minutes to the game. So I was like, the game is going to start earlier, because I was hearing chantings, like all those chants. The atmosphere was incredible. So, I mean, I have never been in a Serbian derby, and especially what makes it very special that it was EuroLeague Serbian derby. Both teams were played, I mean, they played amazing. They were great. Fans were outstanding, and I felt very, very lucky. Very
this
lucky.
This atmosphere only happened in Europe.
Only is happens it true? In Europe. Yes, exactly. Well, maybe for football, I can call it also, it can happen in Latin America.
Yeah,
because I've
America,
seen
for
many
sure.
great, for sure. But basketball-wise, I think it can only happen in EuroLeague.
What and Denise, show. Denise.
Yeah?
Sorry, Milena. Denise, is a thing that you will recommend to all the EuroLeague fans or all the basketball fans like we are to go once, in at least once in a lifetime to a Serbian derby like the one that you saw?
Not once, Julia. More than once.
At least,
like
at
it's
least
at
once.
Least, at least it was wonderful, and fans were very welcoming. You know, I think they watch our podcast and they know our episodes. I was hearing and feeling very lovely words and feelings from them.
That's nice. I was saying, what a show of Andreas Obst. He scored 34 points against FC Barcelona. But what is more important, 11 threes. This is a new record. This has never happened before.
Milena, the last time we've seen it was from Shane Larkin on 2020-2019. And they got
That's
a luck with the Fener jersey. So both teams were Fenerbahce and FS. They were Turkish teams. So I wish Lisa, where's Lisa?
Yeah,
I want to call Lisa and be like, you know, she's great. That interview, the post-game interview with Ops,
amazing.
And amazing. Yep. And shout out to Ops. That's what an incredible performance.
Yeah. I mean, what I don't like is that it was against FC Barcelona, but the rest is fine. Okay, let's go to the MVP of the month. Luna, you start. I think I know your answer. TJ?
Oh. Yeah. I mean, how can not? Like, it has to be TJ. I mean, he just arrived in EuroLeague. He's already, like, leading the league. He's amazing. He's creative. He goes at the speed of light. I mean, how can we not choose him? I mean, I'm asking you guys, really. I will defend him until the end of the season, for sure. Yeah?
Tell
me,
Denise.
Yeah.
Can I say
Let's do
something?
Let's do trial begin.
Okay.
Let's do trial begin.
Denise, I think that your face speaks louder than the words
yeah.
that you're going to say now.
Yeah.
But go.
Talk,
no,
talk.
No. Julia, I need to talk. I need my words to be heard by Luna. So Luna,
yeah, sure.
First of all, we have a reality that is called Nigel Hayes-Davis. He said on his notebook, he writes, you know, he writes his dreams, his goals, his aims. And then he wrote, I will score 50 points that I will break my own record this season. So this means that what we've been seeing lately from his style, from his performance on the court, that he will break his own record. And I think at the same time, he will be the MVP of this month because he has been here. He knows this league better than TJ Shorts. With all of my respect to TJ Shorts, he's going to be the MVP of a month for sure this year. But Nigel has experience and Nigel has his own dreams that is written on his own notebook. What do you think, Julia?
Objection, Your Honor. Objection, Your Honor.
Okay, okay.
Please, tell like, me, tell your me. Honor. Girls in the jury, please hear me out. I mean, like you said, I love Nigel, okay? When I see Nigel play, like it's like, you know, a great basketball player, as you said, with experience. When I see, you know, TJ Shorts play, it's like poetry, you know? When I
see, oh my God.
When I see TJ Shorts play, it's like, you know, it's like a reminder to, yeah, that's what basketball is about. It's about fun. It's about speed. It's about creativity, you know, it's about everything. I mean, he did a double-double, you know. They won 7 in a row. He's a true leader. And as you say, he doesn't have the EuroLeague experience, and yet he's on the top. I mean, we need to applaud that. We need to, you know, to okay. make an applause about okay. this.
I agree with Luna. You. I agree yeah. with you. Sorry, Milena, but can I add something? But Paris is a very healthy team, thank God, and mashallah. But in Fenerbahce, we have so many injuries. There's no Wade Baldwin. There's no Scotty Wilbekin. And now there's no Devin Hall. And then Nigel Hayes-Davis with Gudurich and Ballsy Carlson. They've been killing it. These three guys. I want to underline these three guys' names.
Don't especially. Cry. Don't cry.
Okay. I'm not crying. I'm just giving you facts.
Yeah, sure. I like think TJ was a little bit upset about not being the MVP last month, and he continued on this killing mode. And I want you to I didn't notice before, but let me read. He's shooting under 30% on 3-point line and under 70% in free throws. So even like this, he's the best. This is amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, I mean, my clients is the best. I mean, you know how, I mean, I don't even have to defend him, you know, he can do it himself. And as he said, I love his mentality about saying game after game, you know. I think it's really interesting to, you know, to point that, I think. That's
if all I can
my,
say something.
Let's not,
yeah,
let's
no,
not,
I
let's not
I
forget
I
also
to choose my MVP. I'm going to say TJ Shorts. Well, actually, not just for the last game in Bologna, but for what he's doing. And I think that he deserves the prize from the October month. So,
yeah.
As you mentioned, Virtus Bologna, I think that Paris is doing what Virtus Bologna did last year. And the MVP of October of last year was Toko Shengelia for what he was doing with the team. And I think that TJ Shorts is doing quite the same, even if they are different. One is a point guard, the other is a center. But I think that, yes, he's created and he's creating. He shoots, he got a lot of things. He's one of the leaders of the team. So yes, I think that for the percentage that he has, for the average, you know, of the average points that he made and all this stuff.
And the PIR, yeah.
Yes, totally. PIR yeah. has got 22.1 PIR. It's something amazing.
But Julia, I'm so sorry, but I also want to say to Luna that when we think about the PIRs, if we don't want to think about the turnovers of him, but Theo Maledon, He's also he's been great on PIR, but because of the Asfad, because of Asfad is losing, he cannot be the candidate of being a MEP.
Your Honor, I'm sorry, Your Honor. I hope you will make the right choice. Okay, you heard us. I mean,
Luna,
it's onto you.
Monaco beat Asbel in the derby.
Yeah.
They got a new coach. I don't know if this has something to do. What you think?
Yeah, I think it was really expected because, you know, as you know, like Sasa Obradovic just left, unfortunately. So I think we were really waiting on this game because, like, we heard Matthew Strazel said, like, he was really, like, impacted about what happened. So I think it was a tough time for all the team. And I think it was a good revenge, actually, because they really showed that something changed. You know, that the fans were really upset all since the beginning of the season because they were losing. They were at their, you know, in France, they're supposed to be like the champion, you know, from last season. So it was like, where is this champion,
what's
you know,
going on?
Mindset? Like, what's going on? So I think it was like a great game. They, you know, Mike James wasn't really there, I think, at the beginning of the game. But after that, like, he really showed, like, he was really aggressive, and I think he really paid off. And Okobo did an excellent game. He was really there all the time, and I think he really helped the team. So yeah, I think it's a good refresh, you know, it's a good restart for them. So I can wait to see the rest of the season.
Yeah, Okobo and Strasil playing great against their former team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What about Paris? TJ, for sure, double-double again.
I will just say one thing. Seven in a row. I mean, you know, we were promised like a really bad fate. Everybody said like, yeah, it's going to be the hell for you. Welcome to EuroLeague. It's not like, you know, it's the real thing now. And I think we're like, okay, you know, like they said themselves, you know, Paris said, we're just chill guys who love to play basketball, you know, like, so
they are,
we just play basketball,
are.
You know.
That's so nice.
And I think that's why I love about the Paris. They really like reinjected the you know, the basketball spirit.
I think they create a chaos, but they control the chaos.
Exactly.
They're so professional doing it because they've been playing together for a long time and they really just want to enjoy, and you can see that they can enjoy. And Luna, at the same time, for the last game, imagine an opponent coach chooses to play to start with Willis and Wara, and not putting Bryant and Bobois on the court.
Oh wow! Yeah, yeah.
So
it would have been, yeah, yeah. Maybe that choice need to be like studied. Maybe, like, you know, I think FS didn't have any chance. You know, like, I think they were prepared, but not enough. You know, because I think Paris is like can adapt really fast.
True. They very true.
I think they really spend time to analyze their opponents. So I think that helps. And even sometimes I'm surprised because I'm like, you know, we can see some strategies about Paris. It's always the same sometimes about the previous game. And still the opponents are like, I'm lost, I'm confused. What's going to happen? What is happening? But yes. I like the fact that the, you know, the opponents are really tired at the end of the game. You can see them.
Of course.
You can see them. They're like, what was that?
Real Madrid won against Alba Berlin at home. They're performing good. They've only lost, I think, one game against Efes in the whole season, also counting the Spanish league. And they got some good news because Zana Musa is back, one of their main shooters. I think he got like 13 points in 80 minutes.
And
Andres Pelez was also back. And I think the newcomers are stepping up. What do you think? Serge Ibaka and Tatum Mays. So I think they're getting ready for the Clásico.
And Campazzo. This week.
Campazzo is always ready.
That is true.
But the question, you have to make the question to yourself, I think, Milena. What do you think? Surely they're getting higher and higher before the Clásico, because obviously Clásico it's a different game from all the others, like the derbies that we said before. But do you think that these newcomers and Muja coming back can be the solution or something like that? The solution to the problem or to what is happening at the moment to Madrid? Or not?
They are getting the rhythm, and I think they're going to be ready for a Clásico. Of course, Barcelona the same. So I don't know what's going to happen. Let's see.
Musa played also very well on this last weekend for the qualifiers. He's good. He's in a good shape.
Yeah,
I think he's the X factor of Real Madrid. That's what I think.
Yeah,
but
I agree with you.
But do you think that from that moment on, we could see a different Real Madrid from the one that we saw in October and in early November or not?
Yes, I think so.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, okay. Really?
You
Why?
Don't? Okay,
oh,
Julia. You don't?
Oh, wow. Unexpected.
What? Why not?
I remember where I come from. So remember that I want to see my team stepping up. So I think that's not going to happen. But just to stay clear, I think that, you know, like Real Madrid has finished its own cycle with players like we mentioned in episode before, like Chacho, like the others. And I think they just have to, I know it's a strange word to say, but I think that they need time to rebuild. And
the thing is that there's no time in EuroLeague. I mean,
I know that's now. why I know. That's why, in my honest and humble opinion, I I'm not a technician. I'm just a former basketball player, and I try to be a journalist. And I think that since they have no time, but they need time, I don't know what's gonna happen. I think that they need to rebuild. They need to rediscover the chemistry. They need
to, of course.
And that's what you said, that there's no time to do something like that with the Liga and with the EuroLeague. So I don't know what's going to happen. I think that it seems to me that Barcelona was a little bit too prepared, even without La Provitola, as we said about it a few episodes ago. But let's see what's going to happen.
Let's see.
I hope that Real Madrid fans won't say nothing to me. I want to be back in Madrid.
I love
one
you.
Day.
Giulia Milan won again, one more time, with Nico Mirotic and Zach Lidl delivering. And good news, because they got Siobhan Shields back.
Yes, finally. Let's start from the good news, because obviously when you won, when you win four away, I cannot speak anymore.
That's a Madrid curse.
This is God of basketball saying something to me, because I've said bad things about the other teams. But obviously, when you win four games in five, it's something amazing happening. I think that Milan is a team that is finding the chemistry, is finding the real soul of Milano. But I think that Milano fans, and I think that all the people in Italy, need to stay calm, need to stay focused, and need to have that low profile, because next week they're going to go to Istanbul and play against Fenerbahce. So I know that having four victories in five games is a very good thing, in particular for the way that Milan's starting the season in the EuroLeague now. But I think that they just have to keep this pace and being humble, being quite calm, because I don't know what's going to happen. And Denise, I know, I know that Milan is going to play in Istanbul, and it's quite different from how Fenerbahce play against Virtus in Bologna. I know that obviously playing at home and playing away is different, but you don't know. But me and Denise, we exchanged some messages during the last game of Fenerbahce.
Yes, we did. Oh, wow.
You need to tell us about this.
Yes. Go on, Giulia. I'm listening.
I'm going to say just the things that we can say. It was like, watch out, Denise, because Virtus Bologna needs to win. So what? And they obviously need to do it in their home soil. So watch out. So I'm not going to tell you to watch out when Milan is going to play in Istanbul. But I think that something will happen. I think that they find the right attitude. And I saw them laughing. I saw them cheering. And it's something new. Something new that is happening in that season for Milan. So I'm not telling you to be aware of Milan, because you're the Fenerbahce and you're built to go to the Final Four, but be a little less aware.
Yeah, because Fener is on the top of the standings again, and Guduric, he's become like the key player.
Well, he's been always the key player, Milena, in my own opinion, because I've been telling it in every single show of mine in Turkey that I have. I say, every week, the leader of Fenerbahce is Guduric. End of the discussion. There is no other name.
Even no if Naya, all no, the team, nobody.
No, the good. Okay. No, of course they are also the leaders. Nigel is the best player, in my own opinion, of Fenerbahce. But when you search for a leader in Fenerbahce, Beko, it's only Guduric. There is no one else. It's Guduric and the other players, because he has the soul. He knows. Yet last week on the episode, as you remember, I said Fenerbahce has his own system. That's why they stick into the game plan. And if you watch the Virtus Bologna game, even Guduric gets the board, draws the position, the set to Ken Birch. It's the perfect example. Or the post game interview, Shara says, last quarter, the last minutes, my players didn't listen to me. And I respect.
I can read it, what he said. In the fourth quarter, the players stopped listening to me, and that was probably when they played their best basketball. Probably Marco did everything exactly how I didn't ask him to do. It was so funny.
It was so. Nice. I'm gonna give you one sequence. It was Cordini, I think. Ken Birch tips off the ball from the rim. Guduric goes, makes three pointer.
Do you remember that?
I was like, this is the moment where we took the momentum from Virtus Bologna. This is exactly what I've been telling on our podcast, the system of Šaras Jasikevičius. Players can listen to him, players cannot listen to him, but players know what he wants from them. This is very important. And Nigel Hayes-Davis, Bonzi Carlson, good under the rim. They can get the rebounds. Gudric takes the leading role, and he is being the leader. He shoots the ball without having a shaky hand, because he knows where he has to step up on the court and in the game. They've been missing players, as I said before, Howell, Wade Baldwin, Scotty Wilbekin, but now he's the guard that Fenerbahce needs, and they're okay with everything that is happening on the court. Sertaç Şanlı, the Turkish guy, also did an amazing job on the court. So what can you ask more? But the rotation of Šaras is with too many players, so he's trying everyone to adapt the game in some ways, in some quarters. For example, why Gudric was sitting down on the third quarter, I want him to play, but he knows, Šaras of knows. Course, you can't say anything to system of Šaras. He has a plan on his mind. Or Ken Burch shining on the last quarter.
Yeah, he was a player. He was a point guard, so he knows.
He was a point. So, Julia, I'm sorry. Okay, Milan is being so happy lately, but we've been happy for a long time.
Watch out, Denise. Watch out.
Let's see in the next episode what's going to happen. Denise, do you think like the system of Fenerbahce is more about roles and timing than the more like technical action, like you need to stay here, you need to do that? Like, what do you think about this?
Okay. Imagine it as it's a soup, okay?
Yeah.
And you put the ingredients that has to be okay, you know? That
in
has
the right
to be
timing.
Enough in the right timing and the right amount. This is exactly how it is. It will make the best out of it.
We're going to ask Saturn, what do you think about your team? Can you relate your team as a soup? Then we got to say what is going to happen.
Well, I gave you a soup, but you can call it as the best movie crew, that all the actors are great. Like, name a movie. For me, it's, Julia, I can name you a Sorrentino, Paolo Sorrentino movie. It's like that.
Yeah, okay. I think Paris is more about a BBQ, you know, because we put everything on fire.
Oh, so
this is more Paris, I think. Yeah. This is more Paris. Okay, girls, what about next round? Round 12, we got the rivalry game of the week. As we said, El Clásico in Barcelona, and anything can happen. What do you think?
What do you think, Milena?
I think in this moment, anything can happen, because Barcelona lost. Thank you, Andrea Sobst. And Real Madrid won at home. So I don't know how's going to be the energy, but it's a battle. I mean, it's so hot.
But do you remember Red Star and Partizan? And everybody thought probably that Red Star would win on their home court. But you know what?
Yeah.
This is your league.
We got prepared like a pregame with Lisa, with Nagbar, and with Digbe. And it's going to be amazing.
Right. Of course.
We will be watching them. And we got also some other games, as we said. Partizan Olympiacos, Fenerbahce Milan, Paris Virtus Bologna.
Yeah, that's why, like, sorry for our Virtus Bologna. I mean, we're going for the...
Oh, come on. Everyone has to be sorry
to my
teams.
Julia, I'm so sorry, but, like, we have to do, like, 8 in a row. So, and it's at home. So, I mean, sorry. I hope you're going to...
I don't understand why every time your teams have to do something, they have to play against my teams.
Yeah.
That's like, not fair. We need to change the calendar, but... I think that obviously Paris is a BBQ team now.
Yeah, the BBQ team.
They're doing so good. But if I have to say something, Your Honor, I have to say that, as I mentioned before, Paris is doing now what Virtus Bologna did last year. They were so on fire at the beginning of the season. So who better than Virtus Bologna knows how to deal with a team like they were last year? So Paris now... I hope they know what to do. Obviously, the atmosphere will look crazy. The team in Paris is a crazy team. So, I don't know what's going to happen, because we just have to wait. You know, in EuroLeague, everything can happen. So, let's see.
I think they're just going to, maybe they can thanks to the Paris, they can find their spark back. Like, you know, they, you know, maybe it's going to remind them like last year, last season. But I think it's going to be a tough game. It's not going to be easy to win. We're going to win, but it's not going to be easy. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Girls, we got to go. Please remember the rivalry series game this week. It's an amazing Clásico, FC Barcelona against Real Madrid. You don't have to miss this game. You can watch them all on EuroLeague TV. And please, about us, you can post some comments, like, subscribe, and everything. So, see you next week. Bye-bye.
See you, girls.
Au revoir.
Ciao, ciao.
Take care.